Thanks, Basil, and a good Monday morning to you and Millsy. Several members of Vice President Mike Pence's inner circle, including at least four members of his staff and an outside advisor, have tested positive for the coronavirus in the past few days. They include Mark Short, the VP's chief of staff. As for Pence himself, National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien on CNN this morning.
My understanding is he's tested negative, as has the second lady.
President Trump and his wife tested positive 3 weeks ago, and he was hospitalized. But now, out on the campaign trail, holding multiple rallies a day in battleground states, Trump is displaying stamina and confidence. On the stump and at the final debate, he's saying,
"We're rounding the turn, we're rounding the corner, it's going away."
And out on the campaign trail,
"COVID, COVID, COVID, COVID. By the way, on November 4th, you won't hear about it anymore."
Biden is also crisscrossing states that are most crucial to an electoral win. And at the debate, he declared,
220,000 Americans dead. If you hear nothing else I say tonight, hear this. Anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States of America.
We'll know within the next couple of days if that debate affected the polls, which on average nationally currently show Biden about 9 points ahead. As for the debate itself, Dana Perino, former press secretary to President George W. Bush, and now a conservative commentator at Fox News, wrapped it up well.
Whereas the first debate was sort of like whitewater rafting blindfolded, this one was more like being on the lazy river and not even spilling my drink.
NBC's Saturday Night Live took another of its comedic shots at the campaign last night, with Alex Baldwin continuing to play Donald Trump and Jim Carrey as Joe Biden.
"I have a plan. It's the most beautiful plan you've ever seen."
"You don't even have a plan for me. First I'm creepy, then I'm sleepy. You say I have dementia. Then you say I'm a criminal mastermind. Which one is it, Kemosabe?"
"Look, I can't show you my plan. It's under audit, along with my taxes, which are prepaid just like a drug dealer's telephone."
The real Trump, in the midst of all those rallies, voted in person yesterday in Florida.
"I voted for a guy named Trump."
At Millsy and Basil, the president joins some 53 million of us who have voted ahead of Election Day, now just 9 days away.